Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Savner du et fleksibelt regnskapsprogram som gir deg alltid ett system og så forenkler regnskapet? Med Triplex får du smarte og intuitive løsninger slik at du kan jobbe hvor som helst, når som helst. Også via appen som lar deg føre timer uansett hvor du Se for deg at du for sen med å levere utlegg og at kvitteringene hoper seg opp. Med appen fra Triplex kan du ta bildet av kvitteringen og sende den inn til godkjenning med en gang. Appen skanner bildet og fyller ut sum, kostnadskategori og data for deg. Helt automatisk. Dessuten trenger du hverken å grue deg til årsoppgjør eller bruke unødvendig tid på å punche ting flere ganger. Med Triplex får du en helt annen kontroll, og du kan enkelt koble til og få oversikt over andre systemer som kassasystem eller nettbutikk. Hvis du nysgjerrig på om Triplex passer for deg, kan du prøve gratis I 14 dager på triplex.no.
So good afternoon, Tim Stedman. You are the CEO of Agilyx. First of all, can you tell us Norwegian viewers and about your company?
Yeah, so Aline, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk. I'm very excited to tell you about Agilyx because we're a company that you know, we believe we have a solution for a pressing world problem. And that's a problem that we see all around us, this issue of plastics waste. And so we bring a unique combination of value proposition that will allow our partners in the value chain to actually address this, create a circular economy from what is currently a linear one.
And obviously you hit the nerve because recycling is the future, but what is so unique about your technology?
Yes, I think that there is some misconception sometimes that all recycling is created equal. What we are driving for is really circularity. Circularity is where you take a plastic product, let's take a yogurt pot, for example, and you can take it through a process where once it's been used and it's thrown away, you can actually take it back to a yogurt pot. In other words, you've got a continuous loop of reuse, circular economy, which allows you to do that. And that's what we refer to as plastics to plastics recycling, which is quite distinct from taking plastics to fuel, for example, where essentially you then end up burning the product. We believe in really driving to keep that high value. And in fact, actually our process actually allows us to upgrade. So take material that is of lower than food grade quality, once it gets thrown away, to upcycle it to food grade material. And that's what's so exciting about this capability.
But even more exciting is how you're going to make all your money. Can you tell us about where you see your money making happening?
Yeah, well, I think it's fairly obvious based on the pictures we see of waste plastic in the ocean or going into landfill that the opportunity here, the market here is enormous. As you say, the question is how do you actually monetize that to make that economically as well as environmentally sustainable? And on that front, we actually historically, because we've been around for 14, 15 years as a company, we've done lots and lots of work on different pathways. And we've settled on the right pathway being a licensing model. Conceptually, it's about enabling our partners in the value chain, you know, all the way from sort of waste management people, chemical converters, brand owners, to actually create that circular economy out of what is currently a linear one. And we do that through a licensing model. So we bring technology, know-how, both in terms of a conversion process that is proven, it's commercial on the US West Coast, and is highly flexible, combined with a really deep knowledge and understanding of feedstock, so waste plastic, to actually be able to help them develop projects to create circularity, leveraging their strengths, not trying to replace their strengths and their capabilities, but if you like, filling in the gaps where they struggle today to be able to create that opportunity.
So do you have, or who are your competitors?
Well, it's a very good question because actually, I don't think when you look at our value proposition of this combination of deep feedstock technology and understanding and conversion technology, which is flexible, which can deal with contaminated product waste, is inherently contaminated, then actually we don't see competitors in this space doing this licensing model.
So it's been a couple of days since you took Agilex listed Agilex on Merkur Markets. And why did you want to list in Oslo?
Well, a couple of different drivers. I think, firstly, we knew Oslo fairly well. We moved the holding company to Oslo at the beginning of this year. One of our most, our biggest shareholder, Saffron Hills, has their lead in, he's a resident of Oslo, Ranchid. And so we knew the market, we knew people there. But I think fundamentally as well, the Nordic states and especially Norway have an appreciation and an understanding of ESG companies, what we're trying to do, the vision that we have, which really motivates the entire company. The investors get it. They understand it and they value it. And so we feel like it's kind of the perfect home for us. And I think the quality of the conversation, the insight that we get from investors, the discussions really resonates there. And then frankly, more broadly, Europe is really leading the way in terms of driving towards this circular economy where, we're convinced we have a solution. And so again, balancing up, we've been very much US focused up to this point, but myself coming in Europe, we're building out our European presence. We feel that that's really important in terms of the next stage of development.
So you say circular economy, but we see the ESG sector as well booming, of course, and it's really been in the focus. But looking at other companies like Quantafuel, which is also listed on Merkur Markets, it's had a couple of rough weeks. So regarding the timing, should you have gone or been listed sooner?
Well, I think it's always important to take the long view. And we're about creating a solution for a massive global problem. If we're not taking the long view and actually focused on driving this over multiple years, then, we're fooling ourselves. When you look at the amount of waste plastic that's out there that's going to landfill, when you look at how much is going into the ocean, we're not going to fix this by flicking a switch overnight. And so I'm not really too concerned about what's happening week by week, day by day, because I'm fundamentally believing that there is a massive opportunity that we have a solution to. And therefore, over the long haul, that is going to get proven out. And frankly, the other thing is right now, my focus is on delivery. We've got to get on. We've actually got to, there are naysayers out there. Well, the best way of kind of dealing with that is to deliver, show, prove it, and that's what we as in Agilex are focused on. And so we're not going to worry about, short-term up and downs.
You almost answered my last question, was what's next on your schedule right now? You took your company, listed it on Merkur Markets, obviously have like a Nordic focus right now. So what's the next step for your company?
Well, as I say, my big focus now is delivery. What we're passionate about in this company is doing our part with the technology that we've got, the capabilities we've got to solve this problem. We need to get on with that. The time for debating whether there is an issue, debating who should fix it, debating how to go about it is over. We've just got to get focused on dealing with it. And I think that our real belief is if we get on with that, if we deliver, leveraging the commercial success we've already had, leveraging the projects that have just been announced that are moving through, then, that is the best way of building the future for the company. And then, we'll see where that goes from there, but there's so much opportunity now with this base business model that, that's really consuming our bandwidth at the moment.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Økonominyhetene en podcast fra Finansavisen. Programledere Marius Lorentzen, Stein Ove Haugen og Benedikte Storm Bamvik. Produsenter Lars Brenden Skram og Bashar Johar. Og ansvarlig redaktør Trygve Hegnar.